episode of Three Dads Once Again and a Console. We know not every dad can stay up to date on the latest and greatest in video game news that you need to know about, so we are here to do it for you. Remember, this show is kid-friendly, so no earmuffs are needed. I'm Wabba Plays, alongside, once again, as mentioned, the Flo Rida, Ian Court.
Honestly, I guess, you're like, bored. In total this year, I've been to Florida for a month.
Jelly.
You know what? To the listeners that live in Florida, I'm sorry. This is not even a Florida thing, but I'm realizing as I was watching the news every day, man, the news is terrible out there in the U.S. Like, it's either it's an advertisement for something. Like, they'll talk about this heartwarming story about this family being reunited, but they got reunited because of this product. And it's like a product placement for some sort of thing. Or one morning, they did a whole story on GMA. My mom was watching it, about how rappers are killing each other. And the thing they gave as an example is Biggie and Tupac. I turned to my mom and was like, that was 30 years ago. She goes, it's a real issue right now. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not a real issue.
Gotta watch out for those East Coast,
West Coast. I was in shock on how rappers. The news is told in the United States compared to Canada. Like, if you watch Good Morning America and all those shows, it's literally the same news. And they all interview the same people, and it's all the same thing for like 5 hours. It hurt my brain.
That's why I don't watch the news. That's why I watch youtube.com/threedadsandaconsole exclusively.
Nailed it.
How's that for product placement?
That was well done, actually.
I know, right? And we're also here with the Pez
at PAX. My favorite news story is when the family was drowning and they saved themselves by using Flexol. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a hole in your boat, use Flexol. That's a lot of damage.
Isn't it Flex Seal?
I don't know.
They're not paying us, so we don't have to get that right.
That's right.
But if they want to pay us, hit us up at threedadsandaconsole@gmail.com.
I'll put a hole in my wall right now, and I will flex seal it up. And I will go, bam, baby, that's flex seal.
So I did that once. I was under the weather, very under the weather, and I fell over in my bathtub, and my knee put a hole in the side. So here I am. What do I do? I have a hole. It cannot exist. But what do? I go, I can't fix anything on my own, but I go out and buy flex tape. And I patched that bad boy up. And oh my gosh, that did the job. It did the job so well. My wife made me buy
another house. She was like, you know what? I can't live with this disaster of a house. Let me tell you a story about putting holes in walls.
Here's a little story of,
my brother and I shared a bedroom. Court knows my brother is a man of substance. He's a large man.
Giant, giant man.
Wabba will meet him on Friday. Wabba, you're going to be like an Ewok walking around the trees of Endor.
Can you please take a photo of Pez on one side, your brother on one side, and then Wabba in the middle, and it's just like this wee little lad, and you're just like, oh, look at you.
If
you guys wear suits, we might get exclusive access to things, because they'll be like, this guy's famous.
Oh my God, hold on. Can you please put Wabba in the baby Bjorn?
Little baby Bjorn, I'll put him in the hangover glasses.
I do request, though, that we take a photo where I am elevated to be taller than both of you, but the viewer can't tell.
Okay. So anyway, we shared a bedroom. We used to play like Madden stuff growing up, and I would always beat him, and he would break stuff. And one time he threw a folding chair at me and it hit the wall. You want to know how you cover up that hole? With a Ken Griffey Jr. pennant. We hung it up over the wall. And my mom didn't know until we moved out and she redid the room into her office. And she said, why is there a hole in the wall? And my brother said, oh, I threw a chair at Craig. That was it.
Long ago. So how long was it between when you made the hole and when she found it?
We were probably teenagers, 13, 14. And I moved out at 24 and he moved out at like 26.
Okay. So the statute of limitations had passed.
Oh, I mean, what was she going to do? Ground us? We were grown men. But you hide it. See, you should have put up a Ken Griffey Jr. pennant in the bathroom. Your wife would have had no idea.
I just got Mario tickets. Sorry.
Oh, I'm going to see Mario on April 8th.
I'm going on the 9th. I can't go on the, this is Saturday. I have Easter dinner, but I just got tickets for the Sunday.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm so excited. I hope Wabba doesn't get to go see it and we get to ruin it for him.
Give me the gabagoo.
Okay, let me tell you what happens. With that. This is a spoiler review of a movie I haven't seen yet. Mario finds himself in a weird situation. He finds Toad. They start going to Peach. Peach is like, hey, stuff's going down. We need your help. Mario gets somehow in the way. He finds DK. Next thing you know, they're all teaming up with Peach. They take it to Bowser. They find Luigi. They win. What is there to spoil?
Done.
They win. What do you think? Mario's going to fall to his death? And that's how it ends? Bowser ends up ripping Luigi in half like Kratos in God of War 1?
Bowser Jr. watches the head of his father get chopped off clean. And as the camera pans in, his eyes squint. And he goes, I will get my revenge. And then all of a sudden, the Super Mario 2 logo splashes across the screen.
Long live the king, and pushes him off a cliff.
Yeah. He takes the super shoe from Thousand Year Door and kicks Bowser off the cliff.
Yeah, right in the beanbag. That's probably how it's going to go down. Kisser.
Ow.
So it's not a Scorsese movie, okay? It's not going to win an Oscar. I'm not worried about the ending.
It might. Okay. It might.
You never. I. Here's my prediction.
Robert De Niro's like this guy.
This will be the highest grossing animated film
of all time.
Yes.
But what about Minions? I don't even know if Minions is the highest grossing.
You say that? I went on that ride 4 times.
Did you?
My daughter loved it. Loved it. And we had like. I guess I could talk about my trip. I went to Universal. This is my second Florida trip of the year. Previously went to Disney. Now I've gone to Universal. Here's what I will say. I went for 2 days. You can do both parks at Universal. So in one day, you can do both. But you need to have the Fast Pass, Express Pass. And I would suggest this. If you're going to Universal, to save money, Wabba, stay at the Universal Hotel. Yes, it's going to cost you more to stay at the hotel, but you get them with the express passes. They come free with your stay at the hotel. Mm. Plus, you're able to walk to the park or take a boat to the park. So then, one, you don't have to pay for parking or transportation to get there. Two, you don't have to pay. You have to drive a car, which takes gas to get there. And it's easy to go in and out. So like you can go to the park in the morning and then go back to your hotel and relax and go back to the park at night. And you're able to do it very easily. And with the express passes, you get on every single ride. Mm. Like there was not one ride that we could not get on in the park. But I think it could be done without a child in a day easily. You can easily, because the parks are so close, you can easily do it. I did about just over 23,000 steps a day when I was checking out my watch. It is a grind, but they keep everything very close. It's not very spread apart, which I really like. So all the rides are really close. And for parents, they have a Dr. Seuss World. My six-year-old thought it was the greatest thing ever. We went on all the Dr. Seuss rides. I would say Islands of Adventure is more for the older child. And Universal is probably you should go there first. I think that's the one as a parent. If you have a younger kid, I'd say, you know, 8 or 9 down, you go to Universal first. You get the Harry Potter World is great. And there's some rides that your kids can go on. Like they can go on most of the Harry Potter rides there. You have Dr. Seuss. You have Spider-Man, which I went on that ride a couple times. There's a lot of stuff in the Marvel. There's less roller coasters. Island Adventure is just roller coasters. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Like they look awesome. I didn't go on any of them. I'll be honest, my wife did, but with the concussion, I ain't going on any roller coaster anymore. No. And they got too many water rides though. There's my what the F. And
I don't like water rides.
The food choices, Wabba would love it, but it was terrible, Pez.
Oh, it's all just chicken nuggets.
It's just chicken and rice. Fingers. Just chicken and rice.
It's chicken fingers as far as the eye can see, man.
They're like, hello, welcome to Diagon Alley. Would you like some chicken and rice? Wabba's like, I'll have two, please. Slide across a butterbeer and put me down for a nap.
Butterbeer And if you're going to get a butterbeer, you can have it warm, you can have it cold, or you can have it frozen. I will say this, get it frozen. It is the greatest slushy that you have ever had. It is phenomenal. But there are restaurants, there's Hogsmeade and there's Three Broomsticks where you could eat in the Harry Potter that have different food, but the lineups are ridiculous. But if you're staying at the hotel, you can get a reservation to these places and you could book them at the hotel. So we were able to go there for breakfast and we could have like a proper English breakfast, which was phenomenal. But
one sausage.
If you're going, this is what I say. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, of course it's good. Of course, blood sausage is dope, dude. Traditional English breakfast, chef's kiss.
I would say to people, if you can, I would do the whole experience. And if you could do the Universal, you could do the hotel, and you do it all in one day, and you can, your money would go further. Because I talked to other people that I know that have been to this, and they've done the other route where they stay off. They go to a hotel, they do all this. You end up waiting in line for hours on end to go on any ride. Probably the longest I waited was the Gringotts ride, and that was 15 minutes. Otherwise, we were on every ride within 10 minutes, every single ride in the park. And then they have a great little boardwalk area where they have a bunch of different restaurants. And we went to this chocolate restaurant, Toothsome's. It was unbelievable. My daughter had for dinner, she had chocolate waffles with chicken, and the chicken, the breaded chicken had chocolate in it as well. And then I had a pork loin that had a root beer chocolate sauce compote on top of it. That was unbelievable. Everything has chocolate in it. They even bring you bread to your table. It's chocolate bread. It is the greatest place on earth.
America, man.
No. Don't please no. But
chocolate, all the things.
It was. We had a great time. We went to Disney this year, and we've run to Universal. And I asked my daughter what she liked the most. She said Star Wars. So that's California Adventure, and then Universal over everything else that she's been through. Epcot, Disney World. She really had a great time. She loved there's so much more to do there at Universal for the kids. There's the Spider-Man ride. There's the Transformers ride. There's the Minions ride. There's the Jimmy Fallon ride that is way too good for being a ride about Jimmy Fallon. Like, honestly, I don't know why it's so good. And if you go there, there's going to be, like Wabba, when you go, there's going to be another Minions ride that you can go on now that's there. It's going to open at the end of the beginning of the summer. It just won't be there when I'm there.
Minions the streets.
And then they have a Mario Kart there, and it's just a Mario Kart sitting there that you can get a picture with. It says coming soon, because it is coming in 2025. And there's going to be, I was talking to one of the people that, the characters that work there when I was at Hogsmeade, and he told me that they're putting in the Magistry. Magic Magistry is going in. They're going to be doing another Harry Potter part, and they're going to be doing a horror part for like the older kids, and they're going to have all this awesome stuff. It was very cool. And you know what? I got to see the DeLorean.
I remember you sent us those pictures.
Yeah.
I went to Universal once. This was back before we had child. But we got an Uber there because we were staying at Disney. And I bought the Fast Pass. So it was, an expensive day, but we only went for a day and it was pretty cool. I liked the Men in Black ride.
Yep.
That was cool, fun. I loved the Mummy because, it's like you go backwards at one point and it's got Brendan Fraser. And the theming was actually really cool.
It was broken both times, but there's also a Fast and the Furious ride there, Wabba.
It was closed when we went, which stunk because, it's all about family. I was really excited to go to Marvel World So the thing that stinks, so we were in Disney when like the Marvel thing like had just started. So like they couldn't use certain characters, but they could use other ones. But they had Doctor Strange do like a way in the back. It was like near the construction of like Toy Story Land before it was like built. And he did like a show, but they can't advertise it. But it's because Doctor Strange isn't owned by Universal or that wasn't part of that deal. So there was like some like weird things, but I went there. And all of a sudden, like, my wife's like, oh, do you want to go on Hulk? Like, it's really cool. So I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, by the way, this, like, goes really fast and does loop-de-loops, and I don't like that stuff. So I was, I've had a traumatizing experience or two, and that was one of them.
Don't go on the Velociraptor, then.
Yeah.
Because that thing looks fierce.
My favorite part, though, is all of a sudden you hear like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and like all the superheroes just show up. So you have like Captain America, like Wolverine, and like, so Dr. Doom was there. And I'm like this grown-ass person, like, you know, in line to go beat Dr. Doom. And so I get there, I'm like, hello, Mr. Doom, I'm a big fan of your work. And we do the pose like back to back. And he starts to put his hands around my throat. He goes, it's doctor. The doctor is necessary. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Dr. Doom. Reed Richards sucks. It was just really cool.
The mic didn't even pick it up.
Yeah. It was just really cool. Because again, you know, it's Universal. I feel like Universal has good rides, but like the theming and like the characters aren't as like, I feel like top tier as Disney. But that interaction, I was like, that's really cool. Like, you know, Dr. Doom's doing the most there. And that was fun. And then all the, you know, Spider-Man, all that stuff was really cool.
For me, going to all the, like, you know, I got to go to all the parks this year. I literally did the whole gambit this year. Just because we, spoiler alert, my wife and I got a very good deal on it. My parents live in Florida. We don't have to pay much to do all this stuff. So it's a lot easier for me to go to Florida than there's a lot of other people. I use points on my flight. All I'm doing is paying to go to these parks. Star Wars is number one. That was the coolest experience that I've ever done at a park, because you're literally in Star Wars. And then I would say the Harry Potter, the Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade. When you go to Hogwarts it's very cool when you're in there. You really feel like you're there. My daughter got to get her wand. You get to use your wand to do these magic tricks throughout the whole park. That's very cool. And I got to ride the Hogwarts Express. That was unbelievably cool.
We didn't know. So we went to like the part with like the Hogwarts like section. Then we got on the train because there was no line somehow. And then they go through like the whole thing in the train. Then we step out and it's like, oh, it's another Harry Potter part. Like, yeah. We didn't know there were two Harry Potter parts, like the Diagon Alley. So it was like a really cool surprise. We literally had no idea. So, you know, we stumbled upon it. But let me ask you this. How many butter beers did you have, and were you shwasted after?
There's no alcohol in them, and I only had one.
Wait, what do you mean? There's no, it's beer.
So they're root beer. There's no alcohol in a butterbeer.
You didn't know that.
I also I haven't had a drop of alcohol in almost 3 months.
So wait, butterbeer is non-alcoholic.
And I don't think I ever will again. I think I'm done with it. I just don't see the point.
Butterbeer.
No, I just, if I'm going to use that kind of calories, I'd rather have like a awesome donut or like,
yes,
that's the way I look at it now. I said this to my wife and she says, and she goes, you're kind of right. Eh? I'm like, I could get an alcoholic beverage and put all that calories on me and get a headache in the morning, or I could go to Dairy Queen or something really cool and have something awesome.
Yeah. I don't really drink that much either. And it's the exact same reason. Why would I drink stuff that doesn't always taste great when I'd rather have something else good?
I'm going to back you up on that one. A scotch tastes fantastic. But I just, I don't know. I'll probably end up drinking again. I just think I started this rule with my daughter that I can't drink if she's in the house. Because what happened if I ever have to take her to the hospital? So that's my own rule. It's not like I don't frown upon other people that don't do the same. Or, you know, my wife, none of us, we can't drink at the same time because one of us always has to be available. So I end up being the DD for a really long time. And then it just got to the point of like, what do I need this for anymore?
Yeah. My wife loves her margaritas, so I did the same thing. The
next day, I feel terrible because I can't do it anymore. I'm old.
I feel like I'm just too cheap. Drinks are expensive. That makes
sense too.
Why would I want to spend $8 on a beer when I can spend $8 on...
Dude, you guys, you know you whatever. Have guys in the U.S.? You guys, Cinnabon. I got to go to Shake Shack.
Why are Canadians obsessed with Shake Shack? I saw like other people tweeting out that Toronto's getting one.
We're getting one. Well, we're getting a bunch of them. We're getting 22 locations. I think it's fantastic. Those crinkle fries, if you can get a milkshake from Shake Shack and take the crinkle fry and dip it in said milkshake, it's greatness.
Is Shake Shack a big deal?
I can't eat Shack nor Shake, so I can't tell you.
If you guys also saw, I went to Dunkin' Donuts.
As you should.
It was terrible.
Overrated.
It's terrible. Kick him out.
It's overrated. Not good, dude. Their donuts are absolute garbage.
It's not about the donuts. It's about the history. It's about every time you go in there.
It's about the history.
The coffee tastes like I drink my coffee, 2 skim milk, 1 sugar, because I'm trying to actually cut out sugar out of my diet because sugar is terrible for you. So I've gone from 2 milk, 2 sugar, and now I'm to 1, and I'm just slowly going to go to 2 milk and no sugar, and then I'm going to go to black coffee. That's the goal that I have in the next 2 years, because I don't want sugar. And I had a 2 milk, 1 sugar from Dunkin' Donuts, and I thought I was drinking a Slurpee. It was disgusting.
Dunkin' Donuts is the coffee equivalent to having a great night and just going home with who's ever left at the bar.
A survivor night? That's what I used to call it when I was in university.
Yeah, it's a survivor
night. Go to the bar.
That's it.
And we would go to like other people's university towns and we'd have nowhere to stay. And yeah. So if you needed somewhere to sleep at night, you had to figure it out. So
we'd
be sitting there. We'd be sitting in the dance floor and like the ugly lights would come on and like the lights and you just like, oh, okay, I got to figure this out. All right. You know what? Doesn't matter. I'm just going for it because I need somewhere to sleep at night because I got nowhere to go. Yeah, otherwise, I'm sleeping on the streets.
Sometimes you have to. You know what?
Did my flame ever get put out.
Sometimes some nights have to slay a couple dragons. You know what I mean? That's how you tell the story. Dunkin' Donuts is the dragon, okay? It's terrible. I know it's like an institution. Wob is over here crying about it like it's the second coming of Fenway Park, and he's retelling the Red Sox 04 World Series. It is bottom-tier coffee. It is bottom-tier coffee.
So I don't drink coffee. I like Munchkins. I like their donuts. And let me tell you this. The people who work there, depending on where, can be amazing. The one by us loves my daughter. I go in there, I order 5 Munchkins. She gets 12 Munchkins and 3 donuts. They just literally clean the house. Like they'll give her whatever she wants. And I respect that.
Can you literally not use the word literally?
No, it's small coffee shops.
Support businesses that give you 10 times the value of what you're giving them.
I got nothing because I don't eat donuts and I drink coffee, and Dunkin' Donuts coffee is garbage. It's what I feel like you take excess rainwater out of like a sewer grate and then sprinkle it over ice, and that is a nice coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
What do you think about Cumbie's coffee for a dollar?
For a dollar, it's fine. Fair. Because there's also a taste to value ratio, right? Like I'm not going to get if I get a dollar iced coffee, I'm like, yeah, it was a dollar. It's fine. It's like a quick hit to satisfy the craving. But like if I want a good coffee and I got to spend like $4 on it and it tastes like hot garbage and I got to finish it out of spite, which is what you have to do with Dunkin' Donuts coffee. You finish it out of spikes. You're like, I bought this. It tastes like regurgitated toes. But you know what? We're going to drink it because I bought it and I ain't throwing it away.
I also respect Dunkin' Donuts. Like I said, it's an establishment. People would get iced coffee in the winter, but their fingies get cold. So what do? They get a iced coffee, but they ask for it in a plastic cup, which then has to be put in a styrofoam cup. And we were so wasteful that they had to tell us we can't do that anymore.
Please do not call it styrofoam. It is not styrofoam.
It's
called polystyrene. Styrofoam is a brand. It's like Kleenex. It's like when you say, no one says I want a facial tissue. You say, can you pass me a Kleenex? Kleenex is the brand. Facial tissue is the product. Styrofoam is a company that makes foam. It is not called styrofoam. Polystyrene is what you're talking about. It is a polystyrene cup. Sorry, I literally work for the company that makes the cup for Dunkin' Donuts. Please don't call it styrofoam. Tell them
to make more because people need their wasteful polymers.
Polystyrene. It's not even hard.
First off, these people in stop enabling the people of Boston. These people are walking around in a blizzard in shorts.
In shorts.
Their little fingies can get a little cold because they're drinking their iced coffee because God forbid they make it at home like a normal person. So you know what, Waba, you're enabling. You're enabling the people of Boston.
Why do you want an iced coffee?
I don't, but they got icy fingies.
I drink terrible. If I could, if I had my preference, I would drink iced coffee all the time.
Really?
Yep.
I've never had one.
I love it.
You think I'd like it?
I didn't know they sold coffee not iced for the longest time.
Also,
that's literally all people got. And they also come in the class and they shake their dumb cup. They go, and they make sure. They make sure you hear it when they come from Dunkin' Donuts in high school. Hated it.
What kind of people do you hang out with? Literally, I'm going to do that to you tomorrow.
Pez, he doesn't hang out with anyone.
I know. Second off, people out there listening, if you order an iced coffee, be smart about it and get half ice. Don't get a full cup of ice because then you are losing your coffee to cup ratio.
Well, done. Your coffee is made of water and ice is made of water. So eventually you're getting it all back. But still, whatever. Whatever makes you feel better about what you just said.
But it dilutes the product.
Listen,
coffee connoisseur over here. I know what I'm talking about.
The product is Dunkin' Donuts. It's already diluted and disgusting.
Well, that's because,
Connor Ryan's not listening, so I can say it. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
I'm glad you tried it. Everyone has to try it. Everyone has to slay a couple dragons in their life. I'm glad you slayed the dragon, but you know what? You don't have to go back in that cave anymore, and that's okay.
And just watch your icy fingies, everyone. Be safe with your polystyrene.
See, Nez can get it. It's not hard.
I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts tomorrow before I go into PAX. And I'm going to be like, get me my freaking polystyrene cup now.
No, you could ask for a dart foam cup. The dart foam cup. Hey, you like that lid, how you can reclose it? Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't know. I drink iced coffee.
Just drinks it in one gulp and then smacks it against his head.
And I go, my fingies.
And then he throws it on the ground and says, I'm creating jobs.
I'm creating jobs. Oh my God. I sound like a horrible guy out of like freaking Dorchester. Leave me alone. I'm creating jobs.
Dorchester?
Speaking of creating jobs, ladies and gentlemen, Court has been playing some outright games that he's going to talk about.
Oh, right now. Sorry. We are now? Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
We've talked about like university and nightclubs. All embarrassed. He was blushing.
We are.
But
off the
roof. While I was away, our friends over at Outright sent me two games. So I know you guys last week talked about DC, Justice League, Cosmic Chaos. I need to talk about it again because I've come to a revelation. We've had two DC games released in the last year, in the last calendar. I'd say in a year span. This game from Outright is the better of the two. It has a good story.
Yeah.
Good mechanics.
Yeah.
Good dialogue.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yes.
And a good hook. It's easy to level up your character. It causes a challenge. The map isn't too big. I really like the traversal, how Superman can just fly across the map. I pretty much just use Superman to fly across the map. And then I'll use Wonder Woman and Batman for my combat. I also really like the fact that my daughter is extremely enjoying it and she's learning how to play an RPG without realizing she's learning how to play an RPG. It's the baby version of an RPG, but there is more mechanics than they've ever put in a game from Outright. I think this is their biggest jump and try into making a close to AA game.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's not AAA, but I actually really dig the art style. I think the art style is great. If I had to give criticisms, when you're going inside a building and they just have just the outer walls, I don't like that, where I can see the other stuff on the outside. I need like a map even though there's a map there, I needed a pinpoint. Like the arrow disappears when you go inside places and it doesn't tell you where to go sometimes, and I'm like, I wish the arrow didn't disappear.
Well, it's like they're creating like a dungeon, so to speak.
I get it. No, 100% they are. But I need that arrow still, because there is the one with the Green Lanterns. Is you're getting the green lantern energies, and as you're getting them to move them around, I didn't know where to go back, and I almost got lost. I'm like, ugh. So I wish the arrows would stay. But I'm really enjoying playing that game. Like my daughter is playing it on Switch and she's still playing it. We came home and that is primarily what I've been playing on my PS5 all week is DC Justice League Cosmic Chaos. Like I go into it every day and I play a couple hours and I'm enjoying my time with it. I'm going to platinum it. It's a very good game and I love the costumes. How the fact that I could be 89 Batman in it. I know you guys all saw it and you knew I was going to use it. And I,
the first one I bought. Batman.
Oh, so, man.
It's the first one I quote unquote bought because there's no microtransactions. You just get it with comic book pages. So if you're an explorer, you get rewarded for that. And what I love about it is I streamed it live on this channel and the writer came in. One of the writers of the game came in, was saying like, oh, I wanted the Superman blue outfit, but like DC wouldn't let us do it because people would then expect to get like the blue powers. And he was talking about all these like costumes he wanted in the game. So people that really enjoy DC Comics wrote this game and you can tell that they really enjoyed what they were doing.
They picked the best Batman stuff and also the jokes that they make throughout. And the characters they use, I was just like, well done. There's some DC jokes in there that I'm like, oh, man. I was so impressed. Just the dialogue between Batman and Superman throughout it. And then Wonder Woman would come in and pretty much, you know, tell him off. I also really like the difficulty spikes that you can get. So for my daughter, I just put it on like you can't die. Like she can't die. And she's doing a brawler and she's doing the beat 'em up stuff and she's loving it. She just doesn't realize that, you know, she's getting the hit points and she's leveling up her character, but it just doesn't matter. But like they give a wide variety. And we were saying this before about a lot of the games that were like, oh, the accessibility features, like some of the games have it, some of them don't. And this one, it was like the perfect game. They made the perfect game from Outright. Like this is the perfect quintessential kid family friendly game. With DC characters, like perfect. Like I would actually say as of right now, it's in my game of the year because I really like this game. It's in my game of the year category. Like if I had to choose, hey, what's your five games so far this year? It's there. I can't believe it. Like before we were recording this show, I went in and started playing it for a little bit. You can go onto my PlayStation right now. You can see that that's all I've been playing for the last little bit. I really like this game. And then the other game that we got sent, I know we all played it. I'll go first. My daughter finished it in 4.5 hours. Peppa Pig's World Adventure. She loves that game. She finished it real quickly. She figured out the hook of, you know, just build the house. That was the other cool thing. You get to build your own house and do all that. And then she figured out she had to visit all the different places. And then this is when I know my daughter's been playing too many video games. She finishes the game. She gets the credits. I also really was really impressed with the, I don't want to give it away. There's a message that's at the very end of the game. So when you play it, there's a nice touching message at the very end of the game. And my daughter turns to me and goes, Daddy, they set this up for DLC. And I'm like,
The
wow. Pebble rises.
So she said to me, she goes, well, they can go anywhere in the world. This game never has to end. And I was like, you're right. Like they can literally be like, okay, here's DLC. You get to go to these new countries and there's the new part. Peppa goes to these countries and you just add it onto the game.
Peppa Pig, it was good. So I love that you could like make the family. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was doing with my daughter. She loves the customization part. And like, you know, she'll push on the screen like it's a iPad, but like I'm controlling it. So she made her. She made my wife. She made me, which shout out to Outright because they made me taller than my wife for once. So did Peppa they? Pig game. Yep, I had a good few inches on her. So Peppa Pig knows what's up. Appreciate them. And then we got to make the animals. So that you have space for, I think, 5 people total or 4 player and 4 others. So you can use it to make parents. You can use it to make siblings, friends. So she used the 2 other siblings to make the cat and the dog, which was really funny, like our cat, our dog. I don't think they play a role in the game, but it was just, she just loved to see it. And this game is like blowing up right now. I don't know if you guys have seen it, like everywhere, because there's clips of it, like all over. It's just of one of the locations you can go, and people are just playing it, like discovering it, and like they're, you know, having funny moments because like they're, you know, this isn't for them, but they're still like finding you know, things to enjoy. Granted, it might be like not what was expected, but still people are like really talking about this game. And even though, again, some of the people playing it, it might not be the demographic for them, the fact that like they can still like pick it up, it's like, oh, it's Peppa Pig, it's silly, whatever, and but like enjoy it and like, you know, share it with other people. I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's good. It's not like, you know, they're not like, you know, it's I feel like it's like laughing with it. And I think that's important because I feel like a lot of like games, especially like not necessarily from outright from other companies, they don't resonate with an older audience. They just don't. Especially when like kid games, when we grew up, they literally just took a property, threw some buttons in there and like gave it to us. And like, it wasn't like compelling even for kids. And now what's happened is they are able to create games that not kids love, parents love, and then also that other like gaming people can enjoy. And I think that's cool.
Well, this is, we always, when we watch Toy Story movies, we're always like, I wish I could play a video game that looks like the Toy Story movie. And except now
the ones we got.
Peppa Pig games are literally, they look like the cartoon. It's the most cartoon to video game I've ever seen.
Yeah. And the voice acting is very, very similar too. I know it's not exactly the same, but like they, you can tell the girl who does Peppa is like doing, like she's very much trying hard to do the same mannerisms. And I think it's definitely works for this game. And the fact that I can tell that it's not the, maybe it is, maybe I'm wrong and it's the original Peppa, but you can tell like the breathy voice, like during something, it's really good. I don't know. It's crazy. Like it is, it looks like the show. I would say Peppa Pig is to kids what South Park.
Are you going to get the platinum, adults. Lava?
You know I'm going to get the platinum.
You get that sweet, sweet plat.
I'm a Peppa Pig
fiend. I'm going to get the plat right now. My goal is to get the plat for DC first, and then I'll go get the Peppa Pig plat.
So my daughter, what she loves Peppa Pig so much, what she starts doing now is we, instead of YouTube, she's like, can we watch Peppa Pig toys? And she watches other people play with Peppa Pig toys.
Oh, yeah. My daughter loves that stuff.
Yeah. And my wife's like, that's dumb. That's stupid. I'm like, all right, hear me out, if you will.
Hey, we don't say those words. Remember? No earmuffs.
I used, okay, I'm justifying why that wasn't true.
Would you say those words in front of your daughter?
I think worse has been said in front of her, not by me. This is like your,
Jesus, you guys are rad,
This is like your dad.
My kid's 11. I will say dumb and stupid in front of my 11-year-old. I'm sorry.
But I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, you watch people doing makeup. I watch people play video games. This is her makeup video games. Like literally watching other people play with the toys that she likes. So Peppa toys are big in this home. In this home, we stand off. Peppa Pig toys.
Would you say they're oinktastic?
So here, we've played Outright Games. We played a lot of their video games. I would have to say in the year of 2023, they have put out two games that are some of the best games they've ever put out.
Yes.
I agree.
And I honestly feel like the games, like my daughter really liked LOL Girls and Bratz, and LOL Girls was a lot different than what they, and even Bratz. And I look at where they've come as a developer and the games that they've put out, and the quality just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. Like it's impressive.
I mentioned this last time. I saw an ad at Walmart with God of War, Fortnite, and the DC game from Outright. Like, that's their end cap. They're it. Like, they're not just like, oh, like kid properties anymore. Like, they're mixing a lot of different things up. That DC game, like Pez, you said that's like, and that's going to put them on the map.
And we know our friend Stevie, his favorite game, Bluey. Like, they got to make the Bluey game because Stevie loves Bluey.
He just doesn't like us talking about it. but I think another good thing about Outright is a lot of their early games are just kart racers, and they're moving away from that. And now everything is a lot more diverse. And in the beginning, a lot of their stuff was made for very younger kids. But now it's like, you know, DC Justice League, like my kid has played it. She likes it. So it is now starting to like run the gamut of the whole child age group. Also, if you have a Steam Deck and you have Justice League, you can play it. It runs great.
It's funny. Someone in chat just said Bluey game will be the end of me controlling my console.
guys.
Let me say the OG ambassadors are borderline feral about that property. So
it's insane.
Trust me, the message has been communicated, and is unfortunately, like I said, to Stevie's chagrin, daily. But yeah, that's the one property to rule them all.
Sorry, I was just reading the comments. DJ Spencer, the hot chocolate at Starbucks, as a chocolate connoisseur, is the best hot chocolate there is. I get it with no whip, though. But it's, oh my God, that hot chocolate at Starbucks is...
I had a terrible joke that I censored from saying. When you said I get no whip, I was going to say, but do you get nay-nay?
I don't know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
You just been so stupid.
Hey, can you stop using that word?
That joke is from 2015.
I know, it's so stupid.
But that was Salento.
Oh, but I thought it was so
funny. How I know that? Because he said his name in the first 30 seconds 20 times.
I'm okay.
Are we going to talk about doing the Dougie too? Why not?
Are we going to do the Gwitty?
Are you literally hitting the Gwitty during Queen Dad's in a console?
Are we okay, Wubba? Are we going to be okay?
It's so stupid.
I don't even understand. You guys made a joke I don't even get.
It's literally...
So the
literally the fun
the Nate, oh my God, I'm crying. So no, the Nate,
can you give us an example of the whip and Nay Nay, Pez? What is it? What does it mean to you? You have to.
It means everything to me, Wubba. I'm absolutely not gonna do it right now.
What? When are you gonna do it?
That might be a Tuesday night twitch.tv/Pazel56x thing after enjoying a few.
Understood.
A few coffees. Oh,
that was so dumb.
I know. I don't care. What? Speaking what of dumb.
Oh yeah.
Speaking yes. of dumb. No. So about that. What?
You used a forbidden word.
Didn't pick any of it.
Yeah, you both keep using bad words today.
Okay. Like, I don't speaking of the PlayStation 3. Tomorrow is PS3 Day, the time when the PS3 in March 23rd, 2007, the PS3 was released in North America. So, gentlemen, I ask you, give me your favorite PlayStation game and then your favorite first-party PlayStation 3 game. And they can both be the same game if it's The Last of Us or whatever.
It's definitely The Last of Us, but... they're both going to be first party games just because I bought the PlayStation 3 because of Uncharted 2. And that's the only reason I bought the console. Like literally the only reason. I wasn't going to buy anything. And it like got me into the world of Infamous. Like I was lucky enough to buy the PlayStation 3 right before Uncharted 3 came out. So I bought the PlayStation 3. I bought Uncharted. I bought Infamous and I played through them and Uncharted 3 came out. And then The Last of Us came out. That was my order of playing games. It was craziness. But otherwise, everything was on Xbox 360 for me.
I got the PlayStation 3 very early. Like, I had the one with MotorStorm packaged into it. And the first games I got were Lair, which was a dragon game that stunk. MotorStorm I had, which I didn't like. And then Heavenly Sword. And that is one of my answers. No, Heavenly Sword,
Ridge
I think.
Racer.
Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer. This game, not only is it great, it has, what's his name? Andy
Serkis.
That's
the redhead girl, right?
It's very good. Do not watch the Netflix anime or whatever. It's not good enough. Watch the cutscenes.
Do not watch any anime.
Please watch anime.
No.
As required by law.
No.
The governor said so.
No.
Watch Spirited Away.
Don't watch that. It'll make you cry. But Heavenly Sword is very good because it's good for a lot of reasons. It's like God of War kind of clone. Did it come before God? Yeah.
Didn't they make a Zelda Heavenly Sword?
I don't remember that. unless you can't help, but it's by the people who made Hellblade. So if you like Hellblade, you'll like Heavenly Sword. But they used the six-axis controller, which was brand new tech at the time. So not only, I mean, they abandoned it very quickly, but six-axis, the initial controllers basically had like a gyroscope in it, so you could control the way things flew. Layer, which was a dragon game, flew that way, where you change a controller. But this did a clever way where you would shoot arrows, you would shoot catapults, and you would have to guide them. They mostly did an arrow mechanic, but it was actually really clever. It took a little while to get a hang of it, and they did it in a way that didn't seem gimmicky, because you were shooting these arrows over.
It does.
I will say Lair was, but this, you were shooting it over far distances, and also too, one of the characters was primarily archer. So very, very good story. If you don't have the ability to play it, I would recommend watching the cutscenes on YouTube. And then obviously another answer is BioShock, because that game's great and we've talked about it, and I don't need to justify myself. I'm right.
Actually, but when you BioShock and Arkham, PlayStation 3 had amazing games released.
That generation of games had some of the best games ever.
We were spoilt.
Yep. For me, it's Arkham City is my favorite game I played on the PS3, and my favorite first party is God of War 3.
And can we also say that was the introduction of trophies? And it didn't come in the beginning. It wasn't
Metal Gear never got trophies, right?
Not all of them. Sometimes they patched them in. Like Valkyria Chronicle.
BioShock and Arkham patched them in.
So you had to go in. But it happened during the life cycle of the PS3. So you would play some games. Then they're like, hey, these trophies are going to happen. They put them in like the future games. And then for some of them, they patched them back so you could replay them if you wanted to do it. But, you know, trophies, I mean, some people feel more strongly about it than others. Some people like, you know, like platinum it if they really like it. I mean, I think Xbox already had an achievement system.
Yes, they did. And the thing is, I wish you could combine the two, because I don't like the fact that not all games are mandatory to have trophy tracking. So, perfect example, I'm playing Dead Space right now and doesn't have trophy tracking. But if you're playing it on Xbox, achievement tracking is mandatory. So you kill 30 things with this, they make it mandatory. So tracking system on Xbox is mandatory. But PlayStation's like, they don't care about trophies. Nothing is mandatory. So for you, the developer, I totally get it. Like, why would you waste that time of coding and doing all that work to put that into the game if you don't have to? I get it. But I wish we had the better system of trophy tracking on the PlayStation like we do on the Xbox. And I wish that Xbox had their own version of a platinum.
And PS3, another thing, they did so many good things, right? The themes were so good. Like, you could have actual console themes.
You had anime, didn't you?
You bet your
what's her butt name?
I did.
What's her name?
So
she was all over your console.
Was that a Persona? Was Persona 5 PS3
no
game?
No one knows these answers.
Technically, yes. It launched in the PS4 era.
I had a Hatsune Miku Project Diva F. That was my PS3, and it was different pictures. So the reason why I loved themes for PS3, so it was different pictures. They cycled every time you like went back to the menu, which was cool. So it was like, it wasn't dynamic themes like PS4, but it changed the icons. So you had that weird like XMB layout.
I had Boston Bruins.
Yeah. The icons would change based on that. And I think for PS3, you could also download free themes as well, not from the PlayStation store, but there, because it had a web browser, you could download themes there. Really, really cool system.
Yeah, and then in the PlayStation 4, you get themes from getting platinums on the first-party games.
The dynamic themes were unreal. I got all the Persona ones from getting certain trophies, and I would still use that to that day if they let me, but instead I'm stuck with nothing.
Well, the PS5, you get nothing, so enjoy it.
I know, right? How do you go from having dynamic, excellent themes with songs from the game, animation on the back, and then it's just like, no, we're good.
I very much loved the PS4's MLB The Show themes. They had the music and the crowd, and it was great. It was great.
It's what once was.
PS3 was so good. Which PS3 did you guys have? Because I had the fat... I had the fat one with the backwards compatibility.
I had the fat one, and then I was one trophy, one level away from platinuming Resident Evil 5, and it died. So
I remember the last game I got on the PlayStation 3.
What was it?
I think it was God of War Ascension.
Oh,
because that was right at the end of the life cycle.
You know what was a great PS3 game that I know I've talked about a couple times, but Gamer Graham brought up on Twitter today is Mag. What a great game that was.
Was it?
Yes.
It was one of the last good things Zipper did. Well.
What was it? Well, 256, 128 versus 128, broken up into four factions. It was great. It was a lot of fun. It was stable. I remember having good times with it.
They also used a Bluetooth earpiece.
Yes, they did.
So that was like really cool, like PS3. So you would have to charge it, and like pairing it was kind of a pain, but it would like hook around, and it was actually really good. Like, you didn't have to plug anything into your controller. I don't know. Is there a wireless option for headsets now for PlayStation?
Yeah, these are wireless. You just have to plug a dongle in the back of the PlayStation.
But this was like a true Bluetooth already with the console.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did a lot of good things right. Like, the only thing that stunk was the fat PS3, by the way, which was backwards compatible, would die because thermal paste?
Something like that. Yellow light of death.
And so I remember mine died, and I actually had it sent back in, and I then went out and bought a new one right away. So I went out, bought a $250 PS3. I had the other one repaired for like $40. And then your boy put that PS3 and sold it. So
the fat one?
Yeah. Probably worth more now than what I sold it for. But again, I was young and broke. It was refurbished too, the one they sent back. So I wasn't super thrilled about that because I feel like all the fat PS3s, they're getting to the end of life cycle. They're going to crap out. Like, it's a matter of time. So I think, I got up my other game was good, but PS3, excellent, excellent console.
Yeah.
I spent way too much time playing Call of Duty World at War on there.
Played a lot of NBA 2K games on that. 2K11, 2K12, sheesh. Michael Jordan on the cover of both of them. Oof.
PS3, games? I played a lot of NHL games. You know, back when the game was like actually good, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do. I played it a lot on...
Remember?
I
had to play... NHL series was actually good. People didn't waste their time playing that thing.
I had to play NHL on Xbox because that's what all the homies had.
Back Same.
When Eshul first like dropped.
I had 360. I was playing 360 was my Rainbow Six Vegas 2 machine and NHL. And then the PS3. Actually, no, the very last PS3 game was NHL 15 with Martin Brodeur on the cover. I just realized that was the very last PS3 game I bought because it didn't come out on PS4.
Nope.
Fun fact.
And there's any Fallout. That's right, Fallout 3. I played
Fallout 3. Fantastic game.
Skyrim came out. The Xbox 360, PlayStation 3 generation got us BioShock, Assassin's Creed, Mass Effect, Uncharted, Infamous,
The Last of Us,
The Last of Us. Like just all like oh my god,
it was insane. Like. I'm looking at someone's list. They're like, even like X-Men Origins Wolverine. Like,
that's a good game.
Everything they did was. Every game was good.
No, don't say things like that.
Okay, that's okay.
That's every false. Game,
Grand Theft Auto 4, good game.
And 5.
Good and game. 5.
Yeah.
Skyrim.
The original Red Dead. Not Red Dead Revolver, Red Dead Redemption.
Heavy Rain came out, which was excellent. And that you could use the six axis as well.
That was the first time I ever learned how to like cheat a trophy by different saves and stuff like that.
You had to. That was a tough plat. LA Noir came out on that too. Oh my
God. I love that game. That's a very, I know a lot of people say that game was LA Noir Rockstars. I love that game.
I've never played it.
It didn't hold up.
If you play a remastered version, you could. I watched like a Moist Critical stream it recently, and it was entertaining.
You watch Moist? Interesting.
Really? Who else is on at like 10, 11 at night?
I don't know. You I'm sleeping.
No, I know. I don't want them. I don't want the evening degens. I'd rather
the evening degent.
Yeah, he doesn't want him in his. He doesn't want people like him coming to his Twitch channel.
Why do you think I stream in the afternoon? I get people who have a job.
He wants the afternoon softies.
the D-gens.
Can't take those PM D-gens, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they wake up at 11 o'clock, they watch stream, and they go to bed at 6 a.m. I don't need that in my life. No.
Because that's what Wappa does. That's why he doesn't answer us on Telegram until 8 p.m., 8 a.m.
Dude, he's the worst. Tess and I are up bright and early. Wabba, you're the worst.
I also
half times they'll just answer Pez and not me. I put a great joke today about you two going to the PAX, and I got nothing. That was funny.
I stonewalled him,
and I got nothing. Pez probably even laughed at it too.
I did. I knew exactly what it was from. I laughed at it, and I stonewalled you.
Oh, it was perfect.
I said, "Welcome back, Court."
Now, here's my question for you: which character in said GIF? Well, it wasn't a GIF; it was a video. Were you Pez? Are you?
I am gonna say I am more John C. Reilly. Because I feel like between Wabba and Wabba, I am the more verbally aggressive.
Okay.
That's very true.
When they interview for the job, that is one of the greatest scenes in any movie ever.
It's at first when I first saw it, I didn't like it, and it took multiple viewings for me to be like, okay, I dig it.
I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car when that came out. So I was dying laughing when he was like, you know, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, like, you know, great, great management program. He was like talking like it was this great thing. And I'm like, oh my God, it was just too funny. Anyways, that was a tangent there. There was nothing.
Small tangent.
I'm happy we were on it.
It was the end.
Long for the ride. Any final gaming thoughts before we say goodbye?
Honestly, there was so much gaming news in the last little week, but like, honestly, whatever. You're not coming here for the news. You're coming here to listen to us.
Ramble. Enjoy MLB Ramble the show. On. That's my neck. That's my.
Yeah, like seriously.
If you're MLB playing the show Friday, enjoy it.
I can't wait. I have not wanted to play a game this much. I'm so excited. Besides Division Heartland, when that finally comes out, or an Assassin's Creed Mirage. Those are my. I need them.
Maybe next week can be our MLB the show / PAX wrap up. Would you need more than a few days?
Will be MLB the show PAX. Like that's if you're coming to listen to us next week, we are only going to be talking about MLB the show and PAX, unless like some crazy merger goes through. But that's what we're talking about.
Do you want to give a big shout out to the folks at 61 Indie though, did a indie showcase today?
It was very good.
There's some games that were really good. If you want to learn more about what they showed off, go check out their video. I think it's like an hour and a half long. Really well produced too.
Like it was 45 minutes.
They must have had a production company work with them because it was really good. Here I am.
It must have been like 4 hours. Felt like forever.
It was a whole 5 minutes there.
It was a short Wabba. What are you talking about?
Job though, and
Kyle and his crew did a fantastic job,
and we'll be able to congratulate him in person tomorrow, which will be fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just wanted to give them a shout out.
61 Indie. Hug with shirts off?
We might hips and nips.
With that, we'll leave you with that image in your mind. Again, folks, this was Three Dads and a Console. Where Pez hugs different than some of the rest of us.
Off the rails edition.
Make sure to subscribe to us over at youtube.com/threedadsandaconsole. And also stay tuned on Twitter. I think in the next few weeks, we'll be having some more fun things to show you all here. Also, if you are going to PAX once again, please reach out to either Pez or myself via Twitter, Discord, whatever it is. We'd love to say hi. And if you... do any content creation or stuff like that, I was showing the GoPro before, we're going to be doing some short little interviews to feature on our channel. So again, if you're a creator, let us know. We'd love to show you in our channel or whatever montage we end up doing. All right, we'll see you soon. Looking forward to seeing some of you tomorrow, today when you listen to it, and we'll talk to you next week about the show and PAX.
Okay, bye
bye.